Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So much money is involved, and we're willing to pay so much money to the people. So we're going to pay a lot of money to the people. They're going to go out and buy their own health care, and we're going to forget this Obamacare madness.
Yeah, that's President Trump yesterday talking about a direction he'd like to go. Obviously, he's going to need some congressional help in order to do that. In the meantime, it's open enrollment for a lot of people. There's a lot you need to know. I asked my friend Bill Pauley from the Pauley Agency to join us this morning to talk more about that. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me here.
You're a fine human being and a great Kentucky Wildcat fan as well, I'd like to point out to my listeners. Yeah. Sorry about the Louisville game the other night.
Oh, you know, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes.
That was rough. That was rough.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, is Lisa still a Louisville fan?
No, she's a Kentucky Wildcat.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I thought you used to have a sign that said a house divided. I was a little concerned about that. All right. Anyway, let's talk about Obamacare and open enrollment and all of that. What do people need to know right now as of the 13th of November?
Well, as of right now, there's a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of people that are scared saying that, you know, all the significant increases are because the subsidies have totally gone away. And nothing is farther from the truth. What has happened is they've gone to the actual law of the 150 to 400% federal poverty level. And the Income Reduction Act is gone now. It's kind of like, you know, you give a kid ice cream and for 3 or 4 years you give sprinkles on tops and all the other stuff. And, you know, you're still getting your ice cream, people. You're still getting the subsidies. But the little sprinkles on top, the extra subsidies, is gone away, and it's gone to what the rates should have been all along. Yeah. So I don't feel, in what I see, I don't feel that that extra part is going to come back. So we have to deal with the platform and what we have right now.
And what alternatives can you provide for them there at the Pauley Agency? What are you doing?
Oh, there are several alternatives, and that's another kind of misinformation that people have out there, is that this is the only thing that's available to them is the ACA. And if you qualify, there are private plans out there that we can definitely show you and guide you to and help you through. You know, private PPO networks that are much better than the networks that you find on the ACA. So there are a lot of alternatives out there.
You heard the president just a moment ago that Mark played that talked about the potential of a voucher-like program where people could get a health account. How do you see that potentially playing out, that they would basically give more discretion to the American citizen versus them forcing all people in, making it more of an individual decision based on your health needs and your health situation?
It could be very interesting. It would privatize insurance again, and then you have the competition against each other, which helps bring down those prices because right now it's a cash cow.
Yeah, cash cow from the government. Right. Yeah.
And so they're just raking in the money from those subsidies, and it's going to the insurance companies. But if you privatize it and they have to bring rates down to be competitive again, I think it will help everyone.
Yeah. We're talking to Bill Pauley. He's from the Pauley Agency. You guys are, you're a brokerage, correct? So when people call you, Bill, what can they expect to what kind of help can you give them?
We will assess your own personal needs, what you've been on before, what you're looking for. We'll talk about your health history and the doctors and networks that you need to be in. And it doesn't matter which direction you go. We don't care what plan it is, as long as it's the right plan for you. And so we are connected with our clients and engage with them so that they feel a part of the process. And we're not going to push any one plan on anybody, but we're going to look and find the best plan that's going to be for them.
And can you help people if they have Medicare questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, okay. We do Medicare, we do group, we do life insurance, the full gambit of whatever people's needs are.
Tell people how to get hold of you. I know the website is polyagency.com, correct?
Yes. Polyagency.com is the website, and there's a link there that you can schedule appointments, or you can dial the office line at 636-222-2149.
All right. Very good. Bill, we appreciate your time, and let's hope for better things for our Wildcats this year.
That's right. I'm looking forward to a good season.
Yes, sir. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.